I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
चार नवंबर से 15 नवंबर के बीच में ऑडिबल लागू किया जाएगा। ऑडिबल के बारे में जो स्टडीज हुई हैं, वो ये दिखाती हैं कि लगभग 10 से 13% इसकी वजह से पोल्यूशन कम होता है।
जी स्कीम है, इससे आप पोल्यूशन को कुछ हद तक तो कम कर ही सकते हैं।
ऑडिबल स्कीम should be there, but there should be some exemption.
There are certain other measures which can be taken.
अब देखिए, क्योंकि हम दिल्ली के local resident हैं, तो ये कहीं ना कहीं तो हमारे लिए रुकावट है, काम के लिए disturbance है।
Not very effective in Delhi because like everyone has 2 or 3 cars, and they can equally manage to get both even and odd numbers.
Odd even coming in, I mean there are lot more problems which come for the daily commuters.
Welcome to another episode of Metro Matters. I'm Shivani Singh. Today, I have with me Mr. Kailash Gehlot to discuss Delhi's road space rationing. As the Transport and Environment Minister of Delhi, it is now Mr. Gehlot's responsibility to work out the logistics of the third version of odd and even. So, Mr. Gehlot, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Experts have expressed apprehensions. They have quoted studies on the last two odd and even schemes which are rolled out. There have been sort of mixed results or conclusions which these studies have drawn.
Right.
So some of them show that there was not much impact on the air pollution levels, when the scheme was on. So what would you say about that?
See, I would simply say one thing. Without going into the reports or the analysis done by different organizations, if you go by simple logic, it is a matter of record that around 18 to 20% of the entire pollution is from emissions from the vehicles. So if rationing is done, let's say odd even, so automatically 50% of the vehicles, they're off the road. So that would straight away mean that 50% of, let's say 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So 10% pollution is automatically reduced because 50% of vehicles are off the road. And there have been studies also like Chicago report hai.
Mm-hmm.
Usme unhone kaha hai kam hua hai.
Je.
Aur bhi WRI, Mr. Agarwal,
mm-hmm.
in fact, we had a meeting also.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, pollution did come down.
Mm-hmm.
And we should keep experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll go ahead and I'm quite sure that the pollution will be reduced.
The NGT had warned that if you give too many exemptions, then the whole the objective of the scheme gets nullified. So and the government has, sort of decided now to give exemptions to two-wheeler riders.
Two-wheelers, if you ask me as a transport minister, and I think even the government, it's a compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
Because the keeping in mind the number of buses we have on the road,
mm-hmm.
Maybe 1 year from now, we would have added another 3,000, mm-hmm. 4,000 buses mm-hmm. on the road. But keeping in mind the strength of the bus fleet right now, we will have to give exemption to mm-hmm. two-wheelers because mm-hmm. the number is quite high and maybe the public transport will not be able to take that much load.
Mm-hmm.
Exemptions hum bilkul kam rakhna chahte hain.
Mm-hmm.
CNG ki jo gaadiyan hain,
mm-hmm.
kareeb 5.5 lakh ke aaspaas Delhi mein gaadiyan hain, jinko odd even one maybe or two maybe exemption diya gaya. We are contemplating, we the serious deliberations are going on ki isko is bar sirf number ke base pe ही रिस्ट्रिक्ट किया जाए. सीएनजी है या नहीं है उसको हम नहीं देखेंगे. क्योंकि उसमें एक प्रॉब्लम और आता है कि सीएनजी व्हीकल है उसका स्टिकर है
जी.
तो वो स्टिकर पीछे लगा रहता है. सो द एनफोर्समेंट एजेंसीज वेदर इट इज पुलिस और आर ओन एनफोर्समेंट डिपार्टमेंट और द एसडीएम एंड तहसीलदार दे आर ऑल्सो एम्पावर्ड टू चलान एंड ऑल. उनको भी बड़ी दिक्कत आती है कि हर एक गाड़ी रोक के देखनी पड़ती है कि ये वाकई में सीएनजी है या नहीं. सो एज अ गवर्नमेंट वी वांट टू कीप ऑल द एग्जेम्पशंस ऑन द लोअर साइड बट देयर आर कंपल्शंस वेयर
यस
वी हैव टू से यस.
सिंस यू टॉक्ड अबाउट कंपल्शंस सिंस द लास्ट ऑड एंड इवन स्कीम द गवर्नमेंट हैज ओनली एडेड 25 न्यू बसेस. सो डू यू थिंक इट वाज अ राइट मूव टू हैव अनाउंस्ड अनदर ऑड एंड इवन विदाउट हैविंग ऑगमेंटेड द बस फ्लीट.
तो वी जैसे हमने ऑड इवन वन में किया था और टू में भी किया था कि हम ऑन एज अ स्पेशल केस वो हम एडिशनल जो प्राइवेट बसेज हैं उनको हम हायर कर लेते हैं. सो दिस टाइम वी हैव सेट अ टारगेट ऑफ एडिंग अनदर 3000 मोर बसेज. तो उससे हम वी विल ट्राई एंड सी कि जो पब्लिक है उसको कोई कष्ट ना हो.
If we were to look at metro as an alternative, it doesn't really work out for many people considering we've had two back-to-back fare hikes. So affordability is also an issue. Have you considered that?
So that is why we have been all this while saying ki bhai fare hike mat kijiye. Kyunki aam aadmi ki pahunch se bahar ja raha hai. Metro as on date, I mean, it is not a luxury.
Jai.
It is a necessity and it is, I think, responsibility of state government also to provide efficient, reliable, affordable public transport system. We will try and increase the number of trips and also the number of coaches during the odd even.
It seems that the government will have to enforce 20,000 rupees fine on the violators. So that is a big amount, but that's what the new Motor Vehicle Act has stipulated. Yes. So what are your views on this? Do you think that this is too high a fine, or is the government going to do something about it?
No, this is too high, and I would request all Delhiites to strictly follow the rules and regulations, especially during odd even. Because usme sarkar ke paas koi liberty ya discretion ya koi उस तरह का प्रावधान नहीं है कि उसको हम कम कर दें. वो फिर अलग से नोटिफिकेशन जो बड़ा जो इशू चल रहा है कि कंपाउंडेबल जो अमाउंट है उसको कम करें. तो मैं तो यही अनुरोध करूंगा सभी दिल्ली वासियों से कि इसको इस बार ऑड इवन में बढ़ चढ़ कर हिस्सा लें और बहुत बढ़िया तरीके से इसको सफल बनाएं ताकि पूरा जो पोल्यूशन का लेवल है वो कम रहे.
मिस्टर बुरेलाल हु इज द हेड ऑफ एपका व्हिच इज अ सुप्रीम कोर्ट अपॉइंटेड कमिटी टू लुक इनटू पोल्यूशन मिटिगेशन एफर्ट्स ही हैज सेड दैट दिस इज अ गुड इमरजेंसी मेजर एंड इट शुड बी इन्फोर्स्ड ओनली व्हेन पोल्यूशन लेवल्स पीक. द गवर्नमेंट हैज सॉर्ट ऑफ इन एंटिसिपेशन ऑफ पोल्यूशन लेवल्स पीकिंग अनाउंस्ड द डेट्स.
नो, इट इज नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ प्रीएम्पशन और ग्रेडेड रिस्पॉन्स में ऑड इवन एक इंटीग्रल पार्ट बना बिकॉज वी एक्सपेरिमेंटेड दिस इन दिल्ली. सो दैट द गवर्नमेंट हैज़ टेकन अ कॉन्शियस डिसीजन दैट उस दौरान पोल्यूशन लेवल हाई होगा और उसको रादर उसको प्रीएम्प्ट करने के लिए हमने ये कॉल लिया है. Because we don't want any kind of the pollution level going up and then because iske liye taiyari badi karni padti hai. Aisa bahut mushkil hoga ki hum ye soch le ki kal hum isko odd even kar dein. Because this is inter department we have to do a lot of meetings. I have already taken 2-3 meetings. But today another meeting is scheduled because all departments, they have to come on the same page.
So,
usme samay lagta hai.
Jee.
So, that is why we have taken that period. And for those 2 weeks, we will go ahead with audible.
A lot of it will depend on how you communicate your intentions to the people and how well they receive it. Till then, the jury is still out. Well, thank you, Minister. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.